Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin Daf Tzadiches. We're starting from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin and Beis, the sugya of Beim. The Gemara had brought the Meimur of Rav Nachman at Beim B'Shishim Vein Beim in a Minyan. That if you have an egg that's a treifa egg, which is cooked together with other eggs, you need 60 eggs to mevatel the treifa egg, and the treifa egg is not from the minyan of 60, you need 60 besides for the treifa egg. So the Gemara asks, Shaila omelei avidi bar oven la'abaya l'meimer diyava tamah. Are you saying that an egg could give tam and aser other eggs, because it's nice and tam in the other eggs, v'armi inshi kimayin debeya ba'alma? People say it's like the water of an egg, meaning it has no taste at all. So eggs don't have a taste. How could they aser other eggs? We're talking about an egg that has a chick in it. And Rashi says, because the meat gives the tam. And that would be true, even if it's not an egg from a treifa bird, a beitza tamea, even if it's an egg from a kosher bird, even a chicken egg, if it has a chick in it, so that's nevela. If it's nevel, it's aser, and then the meat is giving tam. Enichanami, eggs don't give tam, but the meat gives tam. So the Gemara says kasha from a braisa. The braisa says beitz and tmeis, and the Gemara says no. It means the beitz is sheishli efrech. It's called tmeis because it has an efrech, so it's called tmeis because it's treif. And the Gemara says another kasha from a braisa, and the Gemara answers it, and the Gemara says v'keret achanami mistabra, and the Gemara is deichad achanami mistabra. So first, getting into Bissel Malacha L'Maisa, the Shittas HaPoiskim here. Rav Poiskim, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rashbam, the Rif, they paskim like this Gemara, that a Beitzes Tmeya, if you have a Treifa egg from a Treifa bird, it does not aser other eggs, it's Mayin Debeya Ba'alma. There's a Gemara earlier on the Samach Dalanam and Beis, that the Gemara brings a Braisa Geulei Beitzim Mutarais, and Rashi learns it means like this Gemara, that the egg would not give tam into other eggs. But Taisus there says a different shot in that Gemara. And is a Shittas Rishonim that holds that it was just the Havan of the Gemara. Avinu bar Oven asked a question from the Amri Inchi, and Abaya wanted to answer it, the fear of Avinu bar Oven's sad that the Amri Inchi is correct and it doesn't give tam. But really, it's a Deichik to say that the Braisa and Rav Nachman only meant the Beitzes Efreich and Hashinuy Yulei Samchinan, the Kamir Yishenim that say this, the Sefer Atruma, the Tur brings in Simon Pevav, the Hagayis Maimini, in Perek Desvav, Mechalas Asuris Eis Tes, and he says it B'Shem the Smag, and the Mordechai, Leifenart says it. Now the Mechama Paskins, Kedarkai, like the Yishenim, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rashbam, that paskin that the Beitzim Tmeis do not give tam, and that's what Rashi says is often a Gemara and Daf Samach Dal on the Beis, but the Ramah is chayshish for the Machmirim, particularly because the Sha'arim and the Issa V'Heter Arach say that's the Minig. Although he says with Malkam Hefsid, you could be Seimach on the first day. So that's the first Nidain, that the Ari Shainim that Stam do not paskin B'chlal, that like this Gemara, they paskin that eggs would always give tam, even a beitza tamea. Now the Rishonim, that paskin, that it doesn't give tam, only a beitza sefrech, Taisus points out, and other Rishonim also say, that even a beitza shenimsa bay dam, even if there's a blood span in the egg, the Gemara says, a lashon of shadi tichlu bakulu, that makes the entire egg treif, it makes the entire egg like it's nevela, and that also would give tam. Rashi says, Sha'abasr neisen tam. Rashi is not so mashman that way. But this is what the Rishonim say, and this is the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, Taisus also says another chumrah, that if it's an egg that's peeled, if it's not in its shell, then it could assay, even by a beitzes tmei, even by an egg from a non-kosher bird. And when the Gemara says that it doesn't give tam, it's only because its shell is on. He quotes a Yerushalmi that says, that the Yerushalmi says there's a difference between if there's a shell and not a shell. And Taisus says that perhaps in this prat also there is a difference. And the Gemara doesn't mention any difference, because menastam, when you cook eggs, you are cooking them with the shell. The Rambam doesn't make any difference, and the Ramban also, Namzon, that we go with the Pashas HaGemara, which we matter even the egg without a shell, but the Rashbam and the Rosh and the Ran, all, and Taisvis, all are machmer, when the egg does not have a shell, even by a Beitzes Tzimeyam, it could aser, and that's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that this whole heter is dafka when the egg is within its shell. And even when it's within its shell, clearly, a Beitzes Efreich would aser. Now, the Bach, in Simen Pei Vav, says that even if you're going to be machmer when the Beitzes Tzimeyam does not have a shell, that's only if also the other eggs don't have a shell. All the eggs don't have a shell. Then we're machmer that you need shishim. But if the Beitzes Tzimeyam does not have a shell, and the other eggs do have a shell, the Bach says that also would be mutter. As long as there's some shell in the way, so a Beitzes Tzimeyam can't give any time. But all the Paiskim argue on the Bach. They say it's clear, particularly from the Yerushalmi that Taisus brought, which is the Makar to this din, that as long as the Beitzes Tzimeyam doesn't have a shell, even if the other eggs do have a shell, it would aser. The shell is only a matter of transmitting time. This Maya Debeya Ba'alma means that an egg with a shell can transmit the time in the egg. But an egg, even with a shell, could receive time. So if an egg without a shell could transmit time, even an egg with a shell could receive time. It's Mefurish later in Hilchas Teruvis and Simon Tzadik Hei, the Beis Yosef there brings a Tshuvas Rashba that says that if you cook an egg with meat, the egg becomes completely fleishig. It's usher to eat it with milk, even though it's in a shell, because a shell does not provide protection against tam. He says a shell is porous, it's mali nekavim, and he says, I'll prove it to you, because if you cook an egg in a colored pot, the coloring would get through the shell, and you'll see the egg will have the color. So clearly, having a shell does not prevent the blias from going through. So that's why the Paiskim argue on the Bach, and they say, so, you only find this halacha of having a shell when you have this Maya Debeya Ba'alma, when you have a Beitzes Tzimeyam, we say it doesn't give tam through the shell. If it's a peeled egg, then it would give tam. But if it's peeled, and it would give tam, even though the other eggs have shells, once it's giving tam, the tam will be received by the other eggs even with the shell. Now, like we said, Kamri Shainim, like the Rambam, the Ramban, hold that when the Gemara is being matir, the Gemara is being matir even without the shell, by a basis to me, it doesn't have tam at all. What do they do with the Yerushalmi? So you could learn, if you want, that since the Bavli doesn't make any chilik, so the Bavli is hung on the Yerushalmi. And the Melu, we pass like the Bavli, that there's no chilik, a basis to me, it would never ask it. But the Shach, he says a geshmak of shat in the Yerushalmi, because like Taisus brings down, the Yerushalmi doesn't say that a Beitzes Tzimeyam could give tam without a shell. The Yerushalmi is just mechalik between being mevatel an egg with a shell and being mevatel an egg without a shell. The Yerushalmi says it's brought down more in the Ran and in Taisus early in the Samach Dalam and Beis, and the Yerushalmi brings what a little bit we have in the Gemara later about being mevatel with 47, being mevatel with 45. And then the Yerushalmi says that the case is talking about where you cook them with their shells, but if you cook them without the shell, then it needs another shear. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So the Shach says, if Shad and Yerushalmi is simple, it's because the shell is mitzdarif to the shear bittul. We'll speak about this also a little bit later in the shear, when the Gemara talks about the Atzameis, that the Atzameis can be mitzdarif to the shear bittul. So that's what the Yerushalmi is saying, that the eggshells could be mitzayif to the shear bittul. The Shach wants to learn that in the Bavli also. The Gemara towards the end of the Amud brings down the following memra. It says, Ahuda osel kamei der megamliel bar Rebbe. Someone came to megamliel Rebbe, Amle abale shear bar bom v'sheva v'ani ashar bar bom v'chomesh. Tupshatim in Rashi. One is that my father was matter 47, when 47 I'll be matter 45. And the other says the other way, my father wasn't even matter 47, you want me to be matter 45? And then the Gemara says, Hudas l'kame derb shim berebi, only abel ishir b'mem hei, v'ani ashar b'mem gimel, also tupshatim. And then the Gemara brings the Hudas l'kame derb chia, only klum yesh leishim, is there 30? Could be mevatel, is there 30? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's only because there's no 30. If there's 30 in Mishayir, I need 60. So the Gemara says, Guzma. So it's a little bit strange to Gemara. What's the Gemara bringing these other shirim, this 45, this 43? Rashi learns that we're going on a half a kazayis. And the Gemara had a havamina earlier that a half a kazayis is bottle with 30 half zaysim. Since it's only a chatzi shir, so they were more makel on the shir bittel. And the Gemara, they said, no, they weren't makel on the shir bittel. Al tazal zib shir derabanan, and also the chatzi shir is asim in a tayram. So Rashi says, we're going right on that theme, that maybe a half a kazayis doesn't need a full shishim. And the Gemara is explaining that no, it needs a full shishim. But the Shach says it's a deichik to learn that way, because we're not talking about the half gezayis anymore, we started talking about eggs. So he says, if Shan the Gemara is like this, when the eggs have the shells on them, so the shells are mitzdarev to the shir bittul, and the shells are not part of the isser. Only the inside of the egg is asser. The shell is not asser. The shell is not an eichel b'chlau. Believe the key, so the shell is mitzdarev to the shir bittul. Same idea as at tzomis. We'll get to this later in the shir. When you have a meat with a bone, and that's asr, and you're cooking it together with meat with bones that are mutter, so the only thing that's asr is the meat. The bone's not asr. A bone is not a food. Believe the chisa, the bones of the meat of heter could be mitzdarev to the shir shisha. So that was a discussion. How much could we consider that the eggshells could be mitzdarev? That was a discussion if it's 45 or 47. In other words, maybe when there's 47 eggs, we could assume that if you're counting the eggs of heter with the eggshells, and the egg of issa without the eggshell, so 47 eggs would be enough to say that we have a volume of shishim to mevatel the egg. That was a shaila, 45, 47, 43. And that's the pshat in the Gemara with 30 with the guzma. In other words, he said there's not even 30 to say, of course, 30 to say that 50% of the volume of the egg is in the eggshell. That's, of course, no havamina. But good, he said a guzma, meaning that you don't have enough to say that even with the eggshell it's 60. That's the shach and sim pevav v'geshmak pshat in the Gemara. Also, on the sugya of eggs, the Gemara there goes into the shaila that perhaps you need 61. That's the Gemara's maskana. That the Gemara said towards the end, after some shakl v'tari, itmar omer abchel b'omer funa beitzim b'samach v'hi asura. A beya with 60 and just it is asur. B'samach v'achas v'hi muteris. If it's 61 plus the egg, then it's muter. So eggs are more chomer. 60 is not enough. You need 61. Shaila is why? Why should you need 61? So the two mahalchim and the rishaynim. The Rambam is mahalach. The Rambam is in Perek Tesvav Alocha Yites. The Rambam says beitzah shenimsa ba'efrach shenishtcha and beitzah ma'mutaris. If you have a beitzah efrach which is cooked together with mutter beitzim. Im ha'isim shishim v'achas v'hi arei muteris. If there's 61 besides for its mutter, ha'isim shishim v'ad nesra koil. Why? Because since it's a barrier, so they made a hecker and they added to the shear. So, there are a few kashas in the Rambam. First of all, the din of barrier is dafka when you're trying to mevatel the barrier. When you have a teruvis of yavesh b'yavesh, like the Mishnah's case of Gidsh and Asar ben Agidim or Chaticha ben Achatichais, so if you have a bunch of eggs, you don't know which one is which. Yavish v'yavish is when each one is standing apart, and the truth is because we don't know which is which. Then you have the halacha that a berry is not batal. Mashenkin here, we're dealing with the tam. With the tam, there's no din of berry b'chlal. What's the mile of berry b'chlal? When you're dealing not with the teruvis of the guf, you know where the guf is. You're taking it out, you're not eating it, you're dealing with the tam that it gave. So what's the mile of berry b'chlal? So that, the Kesef Mishnah says, that's a carrot. In other words, here it is batal, but they made the shear a little bit more, so you should remember that the egg is a barrier, and you should treat it more chomer, that one taka will be a teruvis of yavish b'yavish, you won't say that it's batal. Another kasha they want to know, is why don't you say the same thing by gidanasha? And gidanasha is also a barrier, the Gemara says that clearly, and nevertheless, all you need is shishim. There's also a big shaila, if the beya is a barrier altogether. It has to do with the sugya of Be'ya. Be'ez Hashem, I want to speak about it on Daf Kuf. But the Rishayim say, you need a Bria's Neshama. You need a Bria that was once alive. It has to be something that was alive. The egg was never alive. So it could be, it wouldn't be called the Be'ya altogether. But that could be, the Rambam holds, like the Ravid holds that an egg could be called a beryum. But the Amshel Shleimei says he has a whole different shot in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mean the din of beryum like beryum leibato. The Rambam's nusach is, because it's a briyah b'fnei atzma, also hekaba v'sifu b'shira. He says when he says briyah b'fnei atzma, he means that people not going to realize there's anything usher about it. Eggs are mutter, and efrech is also mutter. I mean, it's seifeli is mutter. It's not like something that's treif where you understand why it's treif. If you have an egg and it happens to have an efrech inside, you might not understand bechlal that it's treif. That's why they were more machmir. Al kavanah, that's a sheet to say Rambam, either because it's a beryum, or like the Marashal explains, because it's not a min isur bechlal, and even the efrech is seifeli is mutter, and people won't understand that it's aser. The Ramban says, a different smart, the Ramban says because eggs have different sizes, and if you're going to tell people 60 eggs, they're not going to be medactic enough to know for sure that the eggs of Heter are the same size or larger than the eggs of Isser. So anytime you're going to say 60 eggs, there might not be 60 times the volume of the treif egg. So therefore they added one more egg. So now you'll know for sure that there'll be 60. The Marashal says, but these that's a little more musbir, why Rav Nachman said Beitzah b'shishim, he didn't say shishim ve'echad, because he wasn't talking about with other eggs. You see, there's an afkamina both ways, l'chayra. Lefi the Rambam's chat that it's a beryum b'fnei atzma, that would only apply when the egg is whole. But if, let's say, you mixed a scrambled egg, a treifa egg, together with other eggs, where there the shear is b'shishim, so there you wouldn't need shishim ve'echad. Let's say you would have a lot of eggs scrambled together, and one of them happens to be an egg from a treifa bird. So the feeder Rambam's time, you wouldn't need shishim ve'echad. Shishim would be good enough. Mashiachim, the feeder Ramban's time, the main thing is that 60 eggs is not enough because maybe the eggs are smaller. So then even if they're all scrambled together, if you need shishim, so shishim eggs are not shishim, you need shishim ve'echad and eggs. So male, that's a time the other way. That would be a place where the Rambam would be l'kula and the Rambam l'chumra. Le'inachisa, let's say you're not mixing the egg with other eggs. Let's say you're putting the egg in the chalent. So to feed the Ramban, you still would need 61 times in the chalent in the tafshel can egg in the egg. Because the egg is a beryum. And mainly you would need, had a basis effort, you'd need 61 times in the tafshel, in the stew, in the chalent can egg in the egg. Mashenka, according to Ramban, it's only a dim when you're dealing with other eggs. When you're dealing with a tafshel, 60 would be good enough. So that would explain a little bit of Nachman there. Rav Nachman said the shir shishim, according to the Ramban, because that's really the shear. It's just a chumrah when you're dealing with other eggs to do 61 to make sure you have shishim. But when you're dealing with a tafshel, shishim is good enough. His achrein in the shach also says that you have these two nafkiminas, and he says, la'alacha, you don't have a clear psak, so shiur machma both ways, that you need 61 even when it's mixed with other eggs, because of the Ramban's time that we don't know that the other eggs are as large as this egg. And you also need 61, even when it's with a tafshel, if the egg is whole, because of the Rambam's time that in a berry you were more machmer. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, "Ahu kizaisa the tarba the nafal b'dikula the bisra." There was a kizais of chaylev which is also that fell into a dikula. Not clear what a dikula is. We'll speak of meat. Savra avashil shiur b'mayin the bol of dikula. Avasi wanted to be Meshayer how much the Dikula also absorbed. Amle Rabban le Ravashi uttered that Teir Bal Yisur Aloy Bala. It only absorbed Heter, it didn't absorb Isser. Atkan, the Lashon HaGemara. So the different Pshatim in the Rishayim, Rashi says that a Dikula is a pat. Usually a Dikula means a basket. But Rashi teaches the Dikula different, Rashi teaches the Dikula a pat. And Rashi says that you had a kezayis of chaylev that went in. Right now there was no shishim. But Rav Ashi said it's okay, because you have to realize that the pat definitely absorbed some of the meat that was in the pat. So obviously earlier there was shishim. So Mela, since earlier there was shishim, it's good enough. And that the Rabban and the Rav Ashi told him, but 1 second. Earlier there was shishim, but could be earlier, there was more chaylev. Because just like the pot absorbed some of the heter, it also absorbed some of the iser. So early also there wasn't shishim. Early there was shishim, connected how much chalav there is now. But just like now, there's no shishim connected how much chalav there is now, so earlier, there was no shishim connected how much chalav there is earlier. That's how Rashi learns. So this has to do with the Gemara of Maida Bala Kedera. I mean, the shtel is, even if Rav Ashi's right, that earlier knows, let's say you know exactly how much chalav went in earlier, and you see it's exactly the same amount of chalav now. The issur did not go down at all. But the heter did. So mainly you'd say that the fact that you knew that earlier there was shishim would be good enough. But the shaila is why? Why don't you say that now there's no shishim? Just like if you cook chalav in a pot and there is shishim. And then you take the same chalav, put in another pot where there's no shishim, and asks the second pot. So who was in the first pot? If the pot originally had shishim, but then you remove some of the pot, and now it doesn't have shishim, so now it could asur. The chalav doesn't get depleted, v'harai, it falls into another pot and asks the second pot. So the Rishonim say, it's because, enechinami, whatever you lost al yidei oyer, avada, that wouldn't be mitzdarif, because now you don't have it, and now you don't have enough to mevatel. It's going to ask for whatever's left. But whatever's in the walls of the pot, that could be considered as one thing with the pot. Whatever's absorbed in the walls, you could be mitzdarif together what's within the pot. Together, that could make shishim. That's the Gemara earlier, b'may debola kedera. So Rashi earlier, b'may debola kedera, said that we pass in the lashon of b'may debola kedera, because el b'kedera atzma means that you use the walls of the pot, also timavatl, and that he held, we don't paskin that way, because you could paskin the chumra. But my debola kadeir you could, but then he said, that you only, ikadava kameshu bola fanenu mashirinulay. You have to be mashaya what you have. You can't say what was there before. So what's the pshat in the gemara, my debola kadeir? So the Rishonim say it depends. If you didn't know how much it was before, so you can't be mashaya my debola kadeir. That's our gemara. Atu isura bala teira le bala. It was bala both. So you just figure my whatever's lefenenu. If you have shishim lefenenu, then it's good. But if not, you can't say I had shishim before because it's just in the walls of the pot. Because could be had more issa before, and that's also in the walls of the pot. But einechinami, if you know exactly how much issa there was before and you know it's the same amount now, then you could be mishaya b'may debola kadeira. But there is a shita, the shita sra'ah. And the Rif also doesn't bring b'may debola kedera, at least according to some nischayis in the Rif. They don't reckon with debola kedera b'chlal. And some learn that the pshat in b'kedera atzma means not the walls of the kedera like Rashi says, but the pshat in the b'kedera atzma we had in the Gemara earlier on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis means you don't whatever's absorbed in the walls of the kedera is not mitzdarif for the shir bittul. You need b'kedera atzma means it has to be inside the kedera. So how did they learn this Gemara? Why do Rabban and the Be'er Vashi have to come on to say, Atu Ateir Bala Yisur Le Bala? Typically, even if it was just Bala Ateir, but once it's Bala Ateir, now it's not Batul anymore. So the Ra says Pshat the other way. He says Pshat as Rav Ashi knew there was a Kazayas earlier. When you started the Malicha, there was a Kazayas of Chalev. Now right now you have Shishim, but Rav Ashi thought, you don't have Shishim Kenega, the original Kazayas. So mail is not good enough, because you have to deduct from the shishim I debala kadeira. So now the Rabbana said, no, even though you don't have shishim kenega the original kazayas, but you could assume that the yisr also was bala, you could assume the yisr also went down, it was also in the smayit, and mail you have shishim. So according to the Ra, it has nothing to do with being mitzayif, what's absorbed in the kadeira. If Ashi wanted to be machmir, because if Ashi was saying, whatever's gone, whatever's nesmait, whatever is bola doesn't count, and since I knew originally it was the kazayas, I don't have shishim connected the original kazayas. And the Rabbanu of Ashi was telling him, lekula, no, just like the heter was nesmait, it got less, it disappeared, it was bola, so the Isser also did, so you don't have to worry that originally it was the kazayas, you could assume that just like originally there was shishim, this stayed to be shishim, and they're both from nesmait equally. Now Rashi said that the dekula was a pat. The Rishonim say the reason why Rashi said that the dekula was a pat, even though normally a dekula means a basket, is because by a basket, if the chalav was mixed in a basket, let's say they were doing malicha, malich is kiriseach, so the chalav got absorbed in the meat in a basket, Rashi would hold, zogin the Rishonim, b'chal won't be batel, because Rashi's passes like a behuda, like we said in the previous year, that mimbe mina lay batel, and chalav is mimbe mina with basar, And Mimela wouldn't be batal b'chlal. It's dafkin a pot because you have other things in the pot. You have reitiv, you have water. You have other things, so it could be, Rashi was talking about the shishim, not in the meat in the pot, which that can't be batal because min b'mina le batal. But we say when you have mina and she'ene mina, we say salekis mina kimi she'ene, for she'ene mina rambalav umavatloi. And Rashi had to have a path because there had to be other things. There had to be shishim in the ene minai to be mevatel the chelav because the basa can't be mevatel the chelav. That's what the Rishayim say. What Rashi said of the kula was a pot as opposed to a basket. Taisus brings down that it could be that the kula means a share of a basket, a basket full of meat, and it went in the pot. But then you'd have to be geiris, like Taisus asked it for a kasha. Rishayim said there's a different girsa, not b'may debola the kula, but b'may debola kedera. They didn't want to change the girsa of the nafal b'dikula de bisra to tegedera de bisra, that was there, but b'may de bola kedu, b'may de bola dikula, that they changed to b'may de bola kedera. But l'chayre, there's another reason why it can't be a basket, which to me is a little bit shver in the Ramban, that the Ramban shita is that you only say the chel is mufafeya by tzli, you don't say the chel is mufafeya by malicha. So by a basket, you won't be able to mishaya the whole basket. Wherever the chaylev was, you have to be, it would just be kedei netilo, kedei klipa, where the chaylev is. Maliach is kirisach. But it wouldn't go in the whole basket. You wouldn't say mefafeya by malicha. I'm a little bit, to me it's a little shver why the Ramban brings a pshat basket, and he himself was the one that said they don't say mefafeya by malicha. But the Ran brings this right. The Ran says that the kula of Adam means basket. That's what the kula means. He doesn't like the pshat that it's a pot. And he says, faket, here's a raya, not like the Ramban. Here's a raya that it could be mefafeya even by malicha. He also says it's a raya, not like the ra'ah. Because the ra'ah held that any time chel is mefafeya, you don't say bitul b'shishim. We mentioned this in the first year. Like you have a gedi, which you, sailor with the chelav. So it asks even if the shishim connected the chelav, because it's not nispashet b'shaveh. It doesn't spread out evenly, and therefore you don't know if any one place has shishim or not. So the Ran says, I have a raya from this gemara. Also not that way. You see that Rav Ashi wanted, you see it, there's a din bitul b'shishim in a basket, and a basket would have to be with malicha, and we're dealing with chelav, so chelav is mefateya. So it's a raya that chelav is mefateya by malicha. And it's also a raya that when things are mefafeya, they're mefafeya exactly b'shava, just like by a pot. The ra'ah l'shitasei held is not a raya, because the ra'ah held that what happened was is that the chelav fell into the dekula by the malicha, but that's not where it was nesarif. It was just because it was a kezayis at that time, and that's when it was nesnayit, and then you put everything in a pot. So Rav Ashi thought that even though you originally had 60 kezayisim keneged the kezayis, but now, the 60 kezesim, when it's smayit, so bala dikula, the male he was machmir, and the Rabbanan Rav Ashi said, yeah, but the chelav was also in a smayit, so male he could be mekel. But even that even though there were always goyis dikula, and he held that dikula means a basket, but that's not where the teruvus took place. Later on, you put everything in a pot, and the shayla was, how much was the belia by the pot? And let's see the next gemara now. The gemara says, ahu tarba, who palgad the zeis of the tarba enough with the kula de bisra? There was a half a gezeis that fell into a pot or a basket of meat. Sava marim rav ashi l'shuri betlosim palgi zeisi. Marim rav ashi held that a half a gezeis, you don't need 60 half gezeisim, 30 half gezeisim is good enough. A half a gezeis is more kal. Amle avua, so rav ashi told him, his father, lava minalach de zalza b'shuri derabanan, even though it's a shir derabanan, it's a chatzi shir, which is derabanan, you still would need the full shishin to mevatel it. For ayin, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, chatzi shir is asur min ha-teira. Rabbi Yechanan says that chatzi shir is asur min ha-teira. And that's a psak halacha. Even by a chatzi shir, you need shishin to be mevatel it. One ha'ara on this, Rabbi Kivegin, the Gilyan Ashas, quotes the Rash in Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel of Tful Yayin. The Rash declares to say that the din of chatzi shir asur min ha-teira is only when you eat it b'en. When it's mixed with something else, there is no din of chatzi shir asur min ha-teira. He's mitzad to that. The emes is, some say that's a shita of Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tezvav, Hilchos Mechos, Suras, Halacha Gimel, says about if you have a less than a gezeis mechilas pras, he says it's makas mardis midivreim. It's mashmitz derabanan if you have a teruvus of less than a gezeis mechilas pras. Now, some achrayim neman that the Rambam holds that the din of chatzi she'asim in a Torah is dafk when it's ben, not when it's b'teruvis. Could be. I think some say it's svara because if you're eating it b'teruvis, it can't be mitzdarif. If it's less than exayis mechilas pras, the whole din of chatzi she'asim in a Torah is because it's chazus teruve, because when you ate, could be mitzdarif with another chatzi zayis to be chayiv. That's why it's asim in a Torah. Now, she'ekim, when you ate it b'teruvis, so it's impossible to eat it, a gezayis v'chayachilas pras, so mele it's not chazil, it's the roof bait. Kenzayin, al kaponim, there's such a shayla, the Rash says it at sad, that chatzi she'asim atar would only apply when it's ben, not when it's b'teruvis, and achrayim learn up, but that's taka to shita saramba. Now the Rash says, that a raya for gemara in chulin said the chas not that way, because the gemara in chulin says that Rav Ashi had two tainus why he can't use 30 chatzai zeis and vata lechatzai zeis. One is al tazalzah b'shur derabanan. And the second is because chatzai she'asim in a Torah. Here we're talking about the teruvis. And still Rav Ashi said chatzai she'asim in a Torah. Is a raya klar that there's a din of chatzai she'asim in a Torah even though it's b'teruvis. As they state in the Rash. And the chayla will be a kasha on the shita say Rambam that chatzai she'asim in a Torah doesn't apply when it's b'teruvis. So Rabbi Kvegi says he doesn't understand the Rash. Because he would learn the Gemara that the Kula isn't when it's now the Rabbanan. The Kula is because originally it was the Rabbanan. If it was originally the Raisa, even though now it's the Rabbanan, you wouldn't be making the Shir Shishim. It's only because originally it was the Rabbanan. That's why he had a half minute to be Mekel. Elamai. The Rash didn't hold that way. The Rash does make a difference whether it was originally the Raisa, originally the Rabbanan. The child is, if now it's the Raisa, now it's the Rabbanan. So, if the fact that originally was the Raisa is not Malu Meirid, the child of now it's the Raisa. So, Maimbar of Ashu held the Chatzi Shir is only an Issa the Rabbanan. And he held that since it's only an Issa the Rabbanan, you don't need Shishim. So, even if it wouldn't be a Chatzi Zayas, it should be that way. Let's say a full Zayas got mixed up in 30 Zaysim. So, if you eat it now, Avada, you're not going to be able to eat a shear. You don't have a Zayis Mechilas Pras. Avada, you'll only be able to eat a Rabbanan. So I think 30 should be enough. What's the Chilak, a Chatzi Zayis and a Kazayis? They're both Chatzi Shear once it's Nesarif. So that's right, Rabbi Kvega. How could you be Machriach from this Gemara, the Chatzi Shear Beteruvus is the Rabbanan? Mimanavshach. If you're going to go bust to what it was before it was Nesarif, so before it wasn't Beteruvus. So that's why it's the Raisa. Elamai, the Rash is nemming on. I have to go by what it is after it's Nesarev. So Mele Avirai from Rav Ashi, that even after it's Nesarev, it's an Issa the Raisa. But if you're going after it's Nesarev, so Marmar Rav Ashi, who held it was an Issa the Rabbanan, and held it could be Mazals, would be Surah the Rabbanan, why was it only by a Chatzi Zayis? Even by a Kazayis and 30 Zayis, it also should be the Rabbanan, because now after it's Nesarev, it's only an Issa the Rabbanan, because you're not going to be able to eat the Kazayis Mechilas Pras. That's right, Rabbi Kvega, he lives at Sarachian. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Am Rabbi Chiyah, Maramba, Am Rabbi Shum, Levi, Mishum, Mar Kapara, Koli, Surin, Shabbatara, Besamach. That Rabbi Chiyah, Maramba said, Rabbi Shum, Levi said, B'Shem, Mar Kapara, that all Surin, Shabbatara, is with Shishim. Am Lefana, Vashmu, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Atta, Am Mekay, Nochem, Rabbi Asi, Am Rabbi Shum, Levi, Shum, Mar Kapara, Koli, Surin, Shabbatara, B'Meya. He said, the Surin, Shabbatara is with 100. And that psak is with 60. So he spoke in the previous share, we'll speak it out again, b'kitzer, that it's a machloikis rishenim, by min the minai, which has the same tam, there's a din of shishim midarabon, and that's a kuli alma. Midaraisa, there's no shir of shishim by min the minai, because mimanavshach, if you hold min the minai is not batal, it's not batal at all, and if you hold the min the minai is batal, so since you can taste it, it's batal bereiv. So the din shishim, or meya, according to the other man, the Amr, is the din derabanan. But the shayla is, what's the din by min b'she'enei minay? Rashi holds, you need two things. You need a kfela, to make sure that you don't have the taste, and also you need shishim. Taisus holds no. Taisus holds you need one or the other. If you have a kfela that you can taste it, so meya, you don't need shishim. Shishim was said by min b'minay, where there is no tam, so then we have a shear of shishim, and who within the Gemara said earlier, when there's no kfeil, also you'll go with shishim. But if there's tam, and you see that there's no tam, so mainly you don't need shishim. According to Taisus, Shishim is only in Takana by Mimbish Minach, because since it has the same taste, so we'd say, but if it wouldn't be the same taste, you probably would taste it. But if it isn't the same taste, it's Mimbish Minach, and you don't taste it, there's no din of Shishim. And the Rambam is somewhere in between. The Rambam holds, the way the Beis Yosef understands the Rambam, that when you have a kfeila, you can't be samech on shishim. Even if there's shishim, you have to bedafka check out with the kfeila. But if the kfeila says there's no tam, then it works even if there's no shishim. So Rashi says two chumras. First of all, you always need shishim. And second of all, if you have a kfeila, you also need a kfeila to make sure there's no tam. Taisa says both kulis. If you have shishim, you don't need a kfeila. If you have a kfeila, you don't need shishim. And the Rambam holds in the middle. The Rambam holds that when you have a kfeila, shishim isn't enough. You need dafka kfeila to make sure there's no tam. But if there's no tam, then you don't need shishim. And the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, they Iku would hold like Rashi that when you don't have shishim, even if you can taste it, it doesn't work. It's aser, just like by min b'minay. But they hold that's only when the issa becomes nimuach into it, that you know for sure that you don't have shishim. That's also just like by min b'minay. Doesn't matter that you can't taste it. But when you're dealing with the plate of the issa, you remove the issa, and you're dealing with the plate, or you're dealing with the keli, the bliyas that come from a keli, so in that case, even if you don't have shishim, you don't know that you don't have shishim. You don't have shishim. We do keneged kula. You don't know how much the plate is. You don't know how much the iser or the pant was pilot. So meila, if you don't have any choice, you have to go by shishim. But if you have a kfeil and he tells you there's no taste, so then we could assume that there is shishim keneged the tam, and that's why it's mutter. Just one. By nishus elvish ludavish in eschadesh, Taisus is mashma that the sheer shishim was chazal sashara how much would give tam. That's the pshat in the sheer shishim. The Rambam in Pegtus Rav and Ilch Mechol Sassuris is not mashma that way. The Rambam says that you need midar abundant, you need rave is not enough. You need that it's a bigger sheer, it should be nevad be'etzim yutai. He says, so what's the sheer? By Arlen Klayakarim it's 200, by Chuma it's 100, and by other Yisurim it's shishim. It's mashma, the yisayin of the sheer shishim isn't that because that we could assume there's no tam. The yisayin of the sheer shishim is because it's neither that's muta, that is a sheer chachamim when you consider it neither that's a muta. And the Gemara goes on, Ushneim lo lamdua al mizraya b'sheila. They both have a limud from zraya b'sheila, and kapshut that a limud is managed in asnachta. Because Babinsa by Zraya Bashela it's Mimba Minai, and Mimba Minai is Midarabana. Midaraisa it's Batal Barayv, the Din Shishim is a Din Darabana. And by Zraya Bashela, what's the case? A Nazir brings a Shlomim, and the Zraya goes to the Kayin, and the Zar is now need the Zraya. But on the other hand, according to one Lashon, according to both Tanam, according to the other Lashon, according to Rav Shimon Yechai, it's cooked together with the aisle. So even though a zor is not allowed to eat the zraya, but a zor is allowed to eat the aisle that's cooked together with the zraya. So why can he eat the aisle that's cooked together with the zraya? Teretz says, because it's batal b'shishim. So what's the machlokes if it's shishim or mea? So the machlokes is, how you reckon with it? Is the pshat, you just count the meat, you don't count the bones at all. And if you just count the meat, so then there's 100 times the meat in the rest of the aisle than there is in the Zraya. If you're just counting meat, the volume of the meat in the entire aisle is 100 times the meat that's in the Zraya. But if you're counting the bones, the Zraya has a big bone. So Mamela, if you're counting meat and bones together against meat and bones, so then there's 60 times the meat and bones, connected the meat and bones of the Zraya. And what's this machlokes if you count the bones? So Rashi says, because the bones don't have tam. So the Rishonim discuss halacha lemaisa. What's the din? If you have a piece of nevela that has a bone and it falls into a pot, and it falls into a pot of shchuta, also with bones, what's the din? Do we count the bones or not? Agamar is mashma, that it's a machloikis taka to amiram, a machloikis between Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rav Asi. both of them Aliba Dev Shum and Levi Mishum Bakaparim. And Lachaya, we should end up paskening, because we paskin Yinit Shishim, so we should end up paskening that you do count the bones. It sounds like a machoik, is it the bones give tam? And this is that's in the Shita Saramban. It's a little bit later in the Tzadik Testament days when the Ramban says it, but the Ramban says that since we paskin Shishim, is the raya that bones count, and they count both the Kula and the Chumra. Sometimes it's the Kula to count the bones, and sometimes the Chumra to count the bones, because the Gemara sounds clear that if you do count the bones, you count them both for Isser and for Heter. The bones of the Nevela of the Isser would Aser, and the bones of the Heter would Starif Lahater. So sometimes, if you include the bones of the Isser, you don't have Shishim, even if you include the bones of the Heter. In that case, counting the bones would be a Chumra. And sometimes for Ket, if you include the bones of the Heter, you'll have Shishim. But if you don't include the bones of that, you won't have Shishim. And there, counting the bones would be a Kula. And Zotter Ramban, we paskin, you count the bones, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Now, Zotter Ramban, and that's the Chayyot of Pashtus of the Gemara. Now, the Rishaynim, the Rajva, and the Rash and Shumas Perikei Mishnah Tes, and the Rosh here, and the Ran, the Rajva also in Teres Abayis, they bring a Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says that the bones are not counted le'isser and fakert, they're only counted le'heter. And the Yishalmi holds that even the bones of the isser are counted le'heter. Because bones don't aser. There's no isser to eat bones. The bones are not treif. They don't have tam. They're not a ma'ichel b'chlal. And male, they can't aser in adarabah. The mitzdarif le'heter, you count the shishim not only the bones of the heter, but the bones of the isser also. So how does it stem with Agamara? And Agamara, neither man the Yama held that you can be mitzdarif the bones to be makel and not to be machmir. Okay? One man the Yama says that the bones are mitzdarif both lachum and lachmir, basav atzomis, behandi basav atzomis. And the other man the Yama says the bones don't count either way. Not less and not later. So what's pshat? So the Ra'ah in Bendek Habayis and the Ran here, they hold this a chilik, what type of bones? Agamar is talking about soft bones. The bones are soft. And Mimela, the bones that are soft are Mitzurif, Le'isr and Le'heter. The bones that are soft, they have Mayach in it, they have marrow in it, the marrow is Mitzarif. Those bones would work, Bein Le'isr, Bein Le'heter, because we paskin Shishim. And the man the Shishim holds Basav Atzomas behind the Basav Atzomas. It means the soft bones. And the Shalm is talking about eggshells and also hard bones. And they can't aser at all, because they're like a shtick eitz. And forget, not only they can't aser, but them it's surif to be mekel, that's what the Yishalmi says. But other Rishaynim, the Rash and Shumas, the Rosh, the Rajva, and the Teres Abayis, they're not mechalik between the soft bones and the hard bones. And the Rosh is the other Abbi, see, even ain't begidim reisin tam, so even a soft bone doesn't have more tam than a gid, if ain't begidim reisin tam, so soft bones also won't give tam. Now they say this Gemara is an asmachta ba'alma. You can't learn pshat in the Gemara. This Gemara is asmachta ba'alma. Trying to make a shir shishim. So the man the shishim says, really that tzomis don't aser. But since the zraya together with that tzomis is shishim against the aisle together with that tzomis, it's the male we see from here is shir shishim. It's just an asmachta ba'alma. We don't have to be so medactic. But really the halacha is not like either of them. The halacha is that you have to count the basar of the iser, connected all the basar in that tzomis, not only that tzomis of the heter, but even that tzomis of the iser, amitztarif to make shishim connected the basar of the iser. Now, halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rashba, and the Rosh, and the Ran, and the Rash, that atzomis are just a kula. That tzomis of mitztarif, that tzomis of the heter, and that tzomis of the isser, all mitztarif for the shir shishim, only the basa could aser, and that tzomis can mitztarif for shishim to be matir. And the shach brings down the ran and the ra, then a mechalik, the different types of tzomis. Regular tzomis are the way hard tzomis, but there's also soft tzomis, with marrow, etc., with there, that tzomis of mitztarif, bein le isser, bein le heter. The Ramah brings the Chumra not to mitzarif that tzomis of the Issa with the Heter. That's the Lashon of the Ramah. Yesh machmirim not to mitzarif the tzomis of the Issa with the Heter, But b'makam hafzer is masking ki b'saymach in the mekilim ki chayin ikr. The shayla is, the lashon of the Rama is mashma, that we're not mitzarif, that tzomif is the iser with the heter. But you are mitzarif that tzomis of the heter, and also, you're not mitzarif that tzomis of the iser with the iser. So what do? We count the basar of the iser, connected the basar of the atzomis of the heter, and the atzomis of the iser don't count either way. So the shayla is, it sounds like a madlib shara. If atzomis count, like the Ramban holds, or atzomis rakos, like the Ratan and the Roy, he's not going into rakos. But if atzomis count, so then the atzomis of the Isser should count for the Isser. And the Ramos just saying he can't count it for the Heter. He's not saying he count it for the Isser. Elamai, atzomis don't count. Not that they can ask her, but al-Kaponim, they don't count, meaning they're not going to help to be matter. So what's the difference between that Atzomis Isser and that Atzomis Heter? If Atzomis Isser can't be Mitzayif to the Shishim, why could Atzomis Heter be Mitzayif to the Shishim? You want to say Atzomis don't count at all? That's the Chayr the Mandiyama Basar Behadi Basar. Even though that Mandiyama holds Meya, and we pass in Shishim. But maybe they're hard Atzomis, and we mask them, they don't count at all. And we can hear such a Svara. You want to say Atzomis count both Isser and Heter? You can also say such a Svara. But you want to say atzomis don't count the iser, and the atzomis heter count the heter, but the atzomis iser don't count the heter. What's the pshat in that? As I come aklai in a shayla. But first, the brichadish asks the gavaldig a shayla. He says he doesn't understand the rishayim like we said. The rishayim and the psak of the shulchan aruch, and this is the ikke psak. And they say atzomis don't give tam, so mele they can't aser, but atzomis could absorb tam, and the mele they could be mitzarif to the shishim. So he says he doesn't understand if they don't give tam, how could they mitzayif the shisha? And this is his kasha. Let's say you have in the pot 30 kizesim of meat and 30 kizesim of atzomis. And then a kizayis of chela falls into the pot. So you're telling me that atzomis are mitzayif, and the male you have shishim connected the kizayis of chela. But he says, why? In the tam of the pot, the only things that are giving tam is the chela and the meat. That's the only things that give tam. So as far as the proportion of tam, we have one kezayis of iser and 30 kezayis of heter. So you could taste a kezayis of iser and 30 kezayis of heter. What are you going to tell me? That the chalav gets into that tzomis as well. But why shouldn't the heter also get into that tzomis just as much? L'chaya, all the time and get absorbed together evenly wherever they end up going. Why should the chalav be nispashed into that tzomis and the basar not be nispashed into that tzomis? It doesn't make any sense. So thus, if that tzomis are not giving any tam, so even if they absorb, but they should absorb the iser and the heter equally. So how could it be that tzomis are mistarif to the shir shishim? As I fact the pre-chadash, a gavaldig shayla. What's the pshat in the rishayim that the tzomis could, and the yishalmi they bring from, that tzomis could be part of the shir heter? It's a pella. In Agamar, everything's good. There's a man, the Yomba, that at Tzomis, Amitztarev, both for the Yisra and the Heter. That means you're telling me that Tzomis give Tam. So that they're part of the Taimim of the Kedera. There's a man, the Yomba, that at Tzomis don't count at all. Basar, Behadi, Basar. You need Shishim in the Basar, Keneged, whatever Basar Yisra is there. But the Yishayim bring you Yishalmi, that Tzomis don't Aser, they just matter. They're mitzarif to the shishim. What's the pshat in that? They don't ask, he's telling me they don't give tam. They don't give tam, so the tam that we have here, there's less than shishim of tam givers here of heter over iser. Elam, I'm going to tell me because the tam iser is spashed into the heter and that tzomis b'shava, but why shouldn't the tam heter also be spashed into that tzomis? As I affect the pre-chadash ha-shayla. Atken de-kach bothered him so much that he says that he thinks the whole svara is... Because anyway, it's mimba minai. It's mimba minai. And all things are chumra, they're abanan. They're abanan makel. They can mitzayif at tzomis, even though it doesn't make sense. But mimba shein and minai held it wouldn't be shy of such a thing. And then he said he found in the Beder Kabayis, the Beis Yosef wrote a Beder Kabayis, adding new things to the Beis Yosef. And there it says it. He brings from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim brings from Avraham ben Asmol. That you only say that tzomis heter or mitzayif, only mimba minai, because minatayir is batel b'raiv. Or mimish einin minu, we had a kfeil that tasted it, and it's going like the rishainim, that when you have a kfeil, you still need shishim. But mimish einin minu without a kfeila, You need shishim because it gives tam. As I bring it, but the Beis Yosef says, ain't a near came with every ben of shimshim v'harosh. But the Bichadah says, the Chayim is right. How could they be meisif tam here to be mevatel b'shishim? So the crazy place, he says, the teretz on the Prichadash is kashin. The crazy place, he says, v'olim, you have to say that avant of the bones have a taste. But it's like when you have the din of ein begidim v'neis and tam. He said, what's the pshat in the machlekes, ein begidim v'neis and tam, yesh begidim v'neis and tam? Obviously, you could taste it. If you hold the yesh begidim v'neis and tam, you could taste it. But ein begidim v'neis and tam means that you can't taste it. The man yom yesh begidim v'neis and tam says, see if you could taste the gid in the teruvus, and if you're the beginning of the time, you can't taste the time in the teruvus. I mean, some mitzvahs. You could see if you could taste it or not. Teretz Zavandi, you could taste it, but the tam is a tam chol, as she calls it. It's a shvacha tam. Doesn't have a chshivus of tam, even though you could discern the taste. But it's a shvacha taste. That's a machlokes. Does it have a chshivus of a taste or not? So we'll say the same thing with the bones. The bones have a taste. They have a flavor. They have a plate. They have leichas coming out of the bones. It's not tasteless. But it's a shmachetam. It's a shmachetam. It's not really a tzachana chashivetam. So it doesn't aser. Doesn't have a din. Doesn't have a chashiv. It's to aser. But if I can't, when you have the tam iser, it's mixed in the tam hetter and the tam baser, you have the nevela which is mixed in the tam shkuta, or even mimbishayna minoy, you have chaylev that's mixed with the baser and the bones. So the bones also, they give some tam, but even then it's considered a bittul in the 60. That's a crazy place. It's teretz to the prichadash is kasha. That if you're going to say the bones are mitzayim to the bittul, you have to say the bones do give tam. They do give a plate. The navas. The reason why we consider the bones not having tam is the tam's not chashav. It's a shvachet tam. But benegayitim avatulit. Yeah, you do have 60 times the volume of the iser giving tam. It's batul the tam of the kazayis of iser. In the 60 kizaisim of het, including the bones, and according to Rav Yishayim, even including the bones of the Isser itself. Of course, it's not genug tam to aser, but it exists, so mele it's mevatulit. That was like the place he to answer the Prichadish's kasha. So mele the Chavizda says, with that we can answer the problem with the Ramah. We ask the kasha and the Ramah, that the Ramah's mashma, the bones of Isser are not mitzdarif to the, they're not mitzdarif to the bittul, but they're also not mitzdarif to the Isser, so he doesn't hold that the bones give tam. So, and believe, right, so the bones are not mitzdarif to the Isser. And are you gonna say that bones don't give tam, and male, they're not mitzdarif to Shishim, but mashma the bones of Isser are mitzdarif? So what's of Shan in the Ramah that he's naming on that the bones of Isser don't aser, but they're not mitzdarif to be mevatel, and the bones of Eta are mitzayif to mevatel. So Zag the Chavisna says, like the crazy place he says, Bemis and bones do give tam, but it's a shvachat tam, and that's the way it doesn't answer. But since they give tam as a melo, we consider the Isser being Uriv and Shishim times the tam of the Isser. Hazak the Ramah, but you want to use the tam of the bones of the Isser to be mevatel that night. Because it really is a min Isser. It really is from the Isser. Navas is nishgenuv to Asser, but it's a yetzim in a Isser. It's coming from Isser. The bones of Emes in Arasser, the bones of Nevela. Navas then, they don't have chashivas to Asser, but they don't, you can't be mouthed with them. The bats in there in the Isser, they can't Asser, because it doesn't have a chashiv at time, but to use that gufa to mevatel at time, Isser, now you can't do it. That's pshat in the Ramah. That's what the Chavisnas learns very geschmack. I saw in the Bandei HaShulchan, he says that if the Makar of the Ramah, brought in the Dark Yomesha, is Mashmitz Pzachumr Ba'alma. Because he brings that some use the bones of Issa to Mevatot, and he says it can't be Mekel so much to use the bones of Issa Gorti Mitzdarf to the Heter. Zay right, it can't be Mekel. Sounds like it's a Chumr Ba'alma. Ken Zay. Amal Kapanim, the Chavis Das is saying, Abshat that it can be Me'ikir Adin. I'll previously say to the place that have emes and the bones do give tam. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to mistarif to shishim. Navas, it doesn't have a chshivus to aser. So, mevela, there you could say that bones of etter akapanim can mistarif to the hetter to be matter, because it does give a tam. But that the bones of isser, the giving of the tam, that gufa should be a seba if hetter, since the mice of the isser, they can't be mevatel another isser. That's the chavis aser's pshat. Now let's go right to the Gemara. The Gemara is Sakashu Mi Alpina Mine. Do we learn out from Zroya B'Shelo? For Tanya is a heter Abba Mechlal Isser. And this is a heter Abba Mechlal Isser. It really should be Osir. And it's a heter. The Torah gives a special heter here. Zeh Lemute Mai. Lav Lemute Kol Isser and Shabbatar. That here there's a Din Bittul. V'shishim U'Bemeya. And Kol Isser and Shabbatar. There's no Din Bittul. So you see, Kalanef from Zroya B'Shelo. It's a special heter by Zroya B'Shelo. It's mashmer other by other Yisroim. You don't have this heter. So Amar Abaye Lenitzcha El Rabbi Yehuda. Dama Min B'mina Lai Batul. Kamash Lan Dahachav Batul. This verse is going to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Min B'mina Lai Batul. That's Lai Batul period, even the Aleph. And here, they're both the same Min. They're both meat. And see, still you see it's Batul. So that's a heter by Mechal Isser. So the Gemara says, V'lig B'minei. Why don't you learn it from here that Mimbamina is batal? Teretz says, you read that as a pasuk when Mimbamina is not batal. V'lakach midama parim midama sorry. That the Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur, he mixes the dama par and the dama sorry together. It doesn't become batal, even though the dama par is more than the dama sorry. It doesn't become batal. So you see, that Mimbamina is lay batal. Chacham learn out from there that Oilam and Atmavatlam zeh. Since they're both Oilam, they're both supposed to be on the Mizbech. Mimbamina learns that Mimbamina lay batal. The Mara says, why we're learning out from Dama Bar and Dama Sar that it's not Batul, learn out from here, from Zvei B'Shel that it's Batul. So the Mara says, Chiddishu, it's a Chiddish. From a Chiddish like a Minon. You don't learn out from a Chiddish. Why is it a Chiddish? So Rashi says, because you mean Mevatul Isla Chathila. Normally, not only Mevatul Isla Chathila. He mean Mevatul Isla Chathila, so you can't learn out from it. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, Mamei v'samach namil ligmar, Saki glun out his bottle from Shishim Mamei. So the Gemara says, no. Otu anan l'kula gamina l'chumra gamina, midirai se ruba v'vatel. That thing you need Shishim Mamei is a chumra. We're talking about min b'minai. If out of your min b'minai, his bottle says, bottle b'rei, is old in Shishim Mamei. It's not a chumra in Shishim Mamei. Pashas, what the Gemara is saying is, it's a chumra d'rabbanan. So there's a shmuz in the Rishayim here, if the din of Eim Mevatlin Isla Chathila that we have, it's a Gemara in Beyad Avdalin, but the din of Eim Mevatlin Isla Chathila, Alach HaPsuk and Shulchan Aruch Simin Tzadikas, is that a Deraisa Dikadin or a Derabana Dikadin? The Raivin, in the Seifa Issa Mashu, brings the Raivin from this Gemara, Rishayim will bring it down, that it's a Deraisa Dikadin, because he says that they don't learn out that Mim B'mina is Batos, because it's a Chiddish, and you don't learn out from a Chiddish. If you're going to say that Eim Mevatel Nisla Chathila is a Derabana Dikadin, so what's the Chiddush? In the Rais, it's not a problem. There's no Chiddush over here with anything else. You always let it be Mevatel Nisla. El Levay in the Gemara state that Eim Mevatel Nisla Chathila is a Din Deraisa. You say to Mamatka Deraya, Lailam will say it's a Din Derabana. But the Pshat is, the Chiddush is, it's a Mitzvah Levatel. Normally, even if there's no Halacha that you're not going to be Mevatel, but there can't be such a din that you mechuyev to be mevatel. Here it's a mitzvah to mevatel, that's a chiddush. Yishayim bring a raya the other way. Taiz already asked the kasha. And when the Gemara says, what's the heta abam mechalisa? The Gemara has three terutzim for it. We said over one, the other two are coming up. Why don't you say pashit? That here you can be mevatel nisla chetchila. Everywhere else you can't be mevatel chetchila. The Gemara says, because mimbeminalei batel, tam keker, like we'll see. We'll see the Gemara, three turuts. Why did the Gemara say more simple? Because here you have a head of Bama Chalisa, can Mevatel Nisla Chathila. The Chay is a Raya, that there's no issue to Mevatel Nisla Chathila, neither Aisa. Now Taisa says, it's not a Raya, because head of Bama Chalisa sounds like the fact that you can eat it is head of Bama Chalisa. So the Gemara had to find the case here where other places have been issue to eat. Eim Mevatel Nisla Chathila, even if you're always deraisa, the Raivitz is klar, once you mevatel it, you're allowed to eat it. There's a din derabanan that kansin, once you mevatel it, you're not allowed to eat it. But here, hetaba mechalisa sounds like the fact that you're allowed to eat it is a hetaba mechalisa. That's what the Gemara said other turutsim. So Raivin, so machalikis rishainim, some rishainim being a raiv from this Gemara that aim mevatel and isla achila is a din deraisa, and some rishainim fakait being a raiv from this Gemara that aim mevatel and isla achila is a din derabanan. The raya that it's the raisa is because the Gemara says it's a chiddush. And if it's not the raisa, what's a chiddush? And that the Rishayim of Matka, that it's a mitzvah levatel. And the raya that it's not the raisa is because why didn't the Gemara say that the het davar machalisa means because you can vatalisa chachila, and that the Rishayim amatcha because the fact that you can eat it, it has to be the het davar machalisa. Shaila is if it's an issa deraisa, what exactly is the issa deraisa? Very not clear. I saw the pritayar siman sadeches of kan ches is bothered by it. He says it must be a special halacha l'moshe misinai that it's aser, and the kayach that he says a gavaldik a chiddush. Let's say you're not planning on eating it. Let's say you want to send some meat to a guy. And it happens to be, you have shechted meat, and you happen to have an avail also. You'll put it all in the same package and send it to a guy. He says, if you hold that aim of al nisla chila is there aisa, we'll be asked to do that also. Because the mice is going to become bottle. After you put it all together in the same package, you're not going to know which is an avail, which is a shkuta. So tremendous chiddush. The pashas is not the way. The pashas, the whole din of aim of al nisla chachila is in order to eat it. But I hear is shaila. Hishtel is, where's this issa deraisa come from? Who state does the issa deraisa? The chayr, you have to say it's a svara. You have to say it's a svara. Lamai says, Torah didn't want you to eat the issa. Bittul is a pshat, but the evid. You don't go, you go bust in the teruvis. You know, like we said in other places. You don't have to rechem with the miyat. You look at his one big teruvis, and the miyat doesn't count. But kol kama, it's not yet a teruvis. For you to make it a teruvis, and make it that you should be able to use the issa, says asur is a teira, that you shouldn't want to do it. Adayin sarachin, to get klar the akdar. I saw Nachsam Sefer in our Chaim Simukuf Kavtes, it sounds that way. Nachsam Sefer there, and he was mechavin also to the Neidib Yehuda, Neidib Yehuda Tinyani, Yeridea, Simim Memhei. They both say that even the Rishonim that say that Eim Aval Nisachil is Derabanan, that's only by Lach Balach. When there, the issa becomes completely more than the heter. So that, I mean, there I see a lot of doom, because that's called like destroying the issa. Now the issa loses its identity. You destroyed the issa. It's not a problem. Mashain Kane, a bittle of yavish be yavish. Well, the issa is, yavish be yavish means they're all separate. Just, you know, the teruvus is, you don't know which is us or which is mutter. So to make a bittle of yavish be yavish, that everyone holds is their isa. The Nebuda says in Nusach, because it's not the pshat that the isa is gone. If, let's say, you find out which one is the isa, it's not going to be aser. It's not like lach balach, where it's completely absorbed in the other thing, and that's it. Now it's batal, it's gone. You know, you just don't know where it is, but it's there. Such a thing, avada, that would be aser, their isa l'kuli alma. As Isaac the Nebuda viewed the Simon and May, and Yeridei Tinyan, as Isaac the Rechaim and Rechaim Simon Kufchav Tess, and they both do Mechavim to the same Raya. They bring a Raya because it says that how do you know that the bird of the Mitzayu that you send away, how do you know it's Mutzabana? The Gemara in Kedushin says, so the Torah says to send it away, and the Torah wouldn't tell you, Shlach L'Takola, you're going to send away the bird, it's Asabana, maybe you'll find it and eat it. So Mele, the Torah would never say, Shlach L'Takola. So they ask Akasha, well, what's the takala? It's batal b'raim. Once you sent it away, you don't know which bird is which. It's batal b'raim. Is there ayin? There's a din of aim of al nisla chilim in their isa. And all the rishayim we ask him because here it's yavish b'yavish. But it's the same gedra adover. Now the rishayim would say val nisla chilim even by lach b'lach is a pshad as the isa is aser. God enough to rechem with the miyut. And they say no. The isa becomes never b'miyuta. It's like it's avat. Mashenkin here, where the pshat is, you have the issur, it's kayim, it's around, you just don't know which one it is. Sayinach, and I mean, dry tayr is, you don't have to reckon with it. As I look learning, first I wanted to say that maybe it's only like the sheetas that hold that bittul of yavish miyavish is you say that you go bus a raiv. Each one that you eat, you could assume it's from the raiv. Not like the rush that says you can eat bavasachas. But I don't think that's right. I think they're going, even like the Shita said, the Yisayit of Yavish B'Yavish is Batul B'Ravis and Sahapach Yikirita Mol B'Vasachas. But still, you weren't Mavid the Isser. You made it that you should be able to eat the Isser. That Lekuli Alma is no good. I got all the Gechidish. Not all the Achrayim agreed to the Chidish. The Ad Yehuda, in Simon Tzadik Tesef Kan Tezvav, Nem Zanatawai, and also the Prima Godim, in Simon Tzadik Tes, Mishp Zazov, Zukan Zayin, also seems to Nem Zanatawai. But that's the Chiddush in the Night Beauty of Naksam Sefer.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.